Good morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's November 19th, 2024. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'm so glad you chose to be here this morning and inviting me into your homes. As usual, I'll be taking calls the second half of the show. So if you want to write the number down, if you don't have it, it's 857-232-0155, and that extension is 870-303. I'm excited to be here today. It's kind of a, to me, it's just a real happy day. I think it's because it rained all day yesterday, and even though we're kind of in a drought situation and we needed the rain, to me, rain is real cleansing, and it feels good, but at the same time, when the skies are overcast and dark or whatever, it kind of, you know, it's a good day to stay home and read or stay in bed. So I woke up this morning well rested and feeling really a lot better than I did yesterday. So I was excited for my show today. Before we get into the show, a quick reminder, besides listening to me here on 12 Radio, you can catch me 7 days a week over at 12listen.com, where I am an advisor. Be more than happy to answer any questions for you and help you out. I also would like to direct you to my personal webpage, which is the same as the show. It's called OHMYAngels.com. Over there, you can get my monthly angel scopes, and you can get the list of stuff that I do. But also, I'm excited because I finally learned how my monthly angel scopes are now on the 12 Listen front page. So feel free to jump over there. And any feedback on that, I would love to get from you. So there's that. Oh, and also on my website, there's an on-demand tab where if you go to 12radio.com, you can see the on-demand and find my name and then find the shows I've had. But I've also got it on my webpage, so you can find me on any of the on-demand shows, either place, either 12radio.com or ohmyangels.com. So now you've got all the scoop. Alrighty, today's show, as usual, for those of you who don't know what I do, is the angels kind of guide the subject line. And there's been times that I've thought, oh, you know, this would be a good topic to talk about. And I get my notes and do my research and do all that stuff. And then, you know, 5 or 10 minutes before the show starts, they're saying, no, this is what you're going to talk about today. So you just never know when you tune in to my radio show what it's going to be about. That's why I don't ever post the title ahead of time, because when you're working with the angels, it's subject to change at any minute. But as of right this second in time, the show is going to be called Who Are You When You're Not Looking? Kind of a strange title, huh? And it reminded me of the, I don't know if you guys are a country western fans or not. If you are, it reminded me of Blake Shelton's song, which is called Who Are You When I'm Not Looking? And so when the angels told me that, I was like, what do you mean? I don't get it. And pardon me, what they're asking us to do, and they asked me to do it, and I forget from time to time, but it kind of brings you back to being in the moment, if you will. They want you to look on, just even this morning, it's what, 10 o'clock here central, so it's 8 o'clock Pacific. Those in Pacific may not have been up for very long, but you could look on yesterday. And for those of you on the East Coast, you've been up for a while. Look back from the time you got up this morning till this current time and think about any situation that came up, and then ask yourself, were you present in that moment, whatever occurred? I mean, did somebody piss you off? Did someone make you laugh? Did someone hurt your feelings? Were you irritated over something? And what the angels are wanting us to do is to put yourself in that moment of time and really honestly assess, were you present in that moment, truly present? And most of us, oh, yeah, I was present. Double check that. You know, were you putting out, if you were in front of a group of people or other friends or whatever, when whatever occurred, did you perform for them, so to speak? Did you put out the persona that is your public persona of, oh, I only react this way and I'm this way, and you know, or were you truly present in the moment? Did you take that moment, whatever happened, take that breath and go, ooh, this is how I want to react because of XYZ? Or did you just blurt out whatever? And I thought, oh, that can get kind of intense, right? But if you look at it from the standpoint of where you are now, go back 20 years, go back 30 years. Say the same situation came up, how would you have reacted then versus how you react now? And it really makes you stop and think about, who are you really? When no one else is looking at you, who are you really? And do you ever really show the real you to other people? And I'm not saying that you're fake with other people. That's not what I mean. What I'm getting at is the fact that, for example, you know, here I am, I do angel readings, right? And when I first started doing angel readings, I thought, oh my God, I can't do this, because to me, an angel reader is somebody who's very pious, very soft-spoken, very, you know, divine kind of, you know, soft, for lack of a better word. And I'm anything but, you know, I'm blunt, I'm direct, to the point. I have a lot of love and a lot of compassion, but sometimes people don't like the way that comes across. And when I first started doing the radio, you know, I was told by some people that maybe I should be a little bit softer, maybe I should do it, but I can't be something I'm not, you know. And I think when I was on the CA show with Mark last week, I even mentioned that when I took this class, I raised my hand because I thought, well, how can the angels as an adult, you know, really deal with somebody like me? Because I, you know, I drank, I smoked, you know, I cuss, you know. And I was told, you don't have to be an angel to talk to them. And what a huge relief that was for me. You know, in my background when I was younger is when I dealt with most of the angels, you know, when I was real little. And then I got to a standpoint where I got grounded because of something I told another individual, another kid. Their grandmother had come through. I'd manifested that and told them, and I got grounded for it. So I kind of shut that down until I got into my 20s. But that's another whole story. But anyhow, what I'm getting at is the fact that in my mind, you know, to do angel readings, to be able to talk with the angels, I had to be something that I totally wasn't. And I had to learn that it's okay to just be me. For those of you who have been following me for quite some time, you know, I've snort laughed on the radio. You know, I've cried. I've cussed. I've laughed. I've done, you know, you name it, the emotion, and I've shown it. And is that the most professional? I don't know. But all I can do is just be me. And so far, so good. You know, I haven't gotten any negative feedback from anybody. And I'm sure with the listeners we have, they're honest with me. And they tell me point blank, you know, we liked it or we didn't like it or whatever. But again, all I can do is just be me. And I think the encouragement here is for more of us in any given time or any given place is to be the real us. Now, does that mean you need to cuss at somebody or scream at somebody or whatever? No. But what they're asking you to do is, no matter what the situation is, no matter who you're around, is take that minute, take that pause, take that breath, you know, just breathe in, hold it and release, and then respond. Because then you're totally present in that moment, instead of being all over the place. You know, whenever there's a crisis and I'm involved in it, like a family emergency or somebody gets hurt at work or there's a car accident or whatever the situation is, I'm one of the most calm people that's going to be there. What you have to wait for me is after it's all over with. That's when I fall apart. So even at a young age, I learned how to be calm in the moment and then let my emotions out. That's if it's a, you know, an emergency. Now, if it's just a, you know, typical, you know, you piss me off with what you said, and my mouth's got to get ahead of my brain, and I'm going to say some things I probably shouldn't say, then is that really being present? No, that's being reactionary, right? So they're asking all of us, be present in the moment. And I'm here to tell you, it's not, well, for me, I'll reframe that. For me, it's not always easy. You know, there's a meme out there that says, you know, please God, put one arm around your shoulders and another one over my mouth, because I have a tendency just to put out there what I'm feeling. And I've had to learn, I've had to practice. I'm not always good at it, but I've had to practice taking that moment just to breathe and just be in the moment. You know, I have recently, a friend's daughter got in touch with me, and I hadn't spoken with this friend in probably good 10, 15 years. We had a falling out, and it doesn't matter what it was. I mean, I was just as much fault as her, if not more so, for the split of the relationship, the friendship. But it made me think, you know, geez, how things might have been different today between the two of us had not only I been present, but had she been present. You know, and again, everything happens for a reason. You know, maybe we weren't supposed to be friends during this period of time in our life. You know, maybe we learned everything we were supposed to learn from each other. But, you know, who knows? Maybe things might have been different. But the real point, again, the point is just to be present, and it's not easy. And what's really interesting too is the fact that how I react today is so totally different than how I reacted in my 20s and 30s. Does that mean I wasn't authentic in my 20s and 30s? No. It just means I wasn't present. I wasn't always present in the moment. I didn't learn those lessons. I didn't have the maturity to understand that fear governed, at least for me, younger. I don't, you know, everyone's different, but for me, because of the situation I was raised in and then the two marriages that I went through, fear directed my life because I allowed that to happen. But if I could go back and change some of those things, I absolutely would. Maybe I wouldn't have reacted the way I did. Maybe if I'd taken a moment to breathe, maybe if I had done, you know, but it woulda, coulda, shoulda, right? I had my lessons that I signed up for. And this was one of my lessons, was to learn how to be more present in any given situation. You know, and I think because of my life's experiences to date, I've come a long ways. So I'm not going to sit here and beat myself up for the times that, you know, I could have done better. But we all could. And it's not to say, you know, doesn't mean you judge other people based on it, right? But I think for me, the biggest lesson was not to judge myself, to know I handled the situation in that particular moment with all the information I had up to that point. The decisions and choices I make now, because I've learned how to be present in that moment, I believe my choices now are more mature, more positive. It really takes a lot for me nowadays to get down and depressed or to be negative. You know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, I think I was more down and depressed than I ever was positive. You know, I believed in God. I believed in the angels. I believed positive things were going to happen. But I spewed more negative than I did positive. And I could come up, I'm sure, with 1,001 reasons why. But slowly over time, I was like, you know, I'm tired of that. Nothing good comes from being negative all the time, in my opinion. I mean, whatever you put out into the universe comes back to you. And let's face it, I wasn't happy with what was coming back to me. So I wanted my real authentic self to start showing of how I really felt inside. And is it scary? You know, when you've gone through the relationships I've gone through, it's kind of hard to put yourself out there and be trusting and loving and believe in others. It can be real difficult. You know, my discernment with relationships has not always been the best, obviously, but I've learned a lot. Here I am in my mid to late 60s, and I'm still learning discernment. I want to believe the best of everybody, but I need to balance that with the fact that not everybody uses their best in them. You know, I see the potential in everyone. And I'm hoping people see the potential in me. But you have to be able to be present and just be you. And for me, there's some days that I struggle showing the real me. And by that, I mean, you put a persona on, you know, of, okay, this is the work Peggy. This is the home Peggy. This is the friend Peggy. This is the one to listen Peggy, or the one to radio show Peggy, right? But it's coming together, and I've learned, you know, the radio shows really helped me just say, you know, this is me. This is how I am. This is how I think and feel and believe. Is it everybody else's? Am I? I'm not everybody's cup of tea, that's for sure. But I don't lie and I don't blow smoke. I just tell it the way it is. And to be able to do that is so freeing that it has spilled over in the rest of my areas of my life, whether it be home or work or friendships or whatever, of just saying, you know what, this is me. If I don't want to do something now, instead of saying, okay, I'll do it, and then resenting the person later because I chose to go ahead and do it, now I say, no, that's not for me. I prefer not to. And, you know, I'm not mean about it. I just say, no, I don't want to do that. Where before, you know, when I was in my 30s and 40s or whatever, I would do whatever somebody else wanted me to do, even if I didn't want to do it. So that wasn't fair to them, nor was it fair to me. So I've learned how to stand up for myself and to be present in the situations and relationships I'm in. You know, relationships, whether it be, you know, an intimate relationship or friends or colleagues or whatever, it takes work. It can't just be all one-sided. And the one thing I've really worked on the past, I'm going to say 3 years intently, is truly doing only what I really want to do. Now, if somebody needs me to be there, I may have compassion for that person. And if it's not something I just absolutely hate, I'll be there for them. You know, I'm a good friend. But I've learned not to put myself in a situation to where I really don't want to go, because then if I go, then I'm going to end up resenting being there. And that's not being present. That's not being in the moment. It takes a lot of work to be in a friendship or relationship of any kind. But the angels want us to start looking at the everyday moments of our lives and work on totally being present. It's hard work. You know, when they first asked them, I'm like, are you kidding me? I am present. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And then they show me, you know, thinking about things through the day or whatever, a customer that came up, or, you know, a call that I got, or dealing with somebody on healthcare or whatever. You know, that's where you can really get, you know, kind of pissy, or maybe not be in the moment, not be present. And you're reacting to them based on something else. You know, so you have to be present. So it was like, oh, dang, here I thought I had this aced, right? But you really have to work at it. So, you know, that's why they said, who are you when you're not looking? You know, do the people who know you, who truly know you, do they see you so totally different than everybody else? Now, granted, there's things that we share with our best friends that we don't share with the world. But that doesn't mean personality-wise that you change for what you put out into the world versus how you are with your best friend. You should still be the same person, still be present. But it does take a lot of work. And I noticed for me, you know, most of you have heard over the past month, the apartment complex I'm living in, they've done a lot of renovation, right? So tore up all the old siding, tore out all the old windows, tore out all the sliding glass doors. And then they started putting in new insulation in, new siding, new windows, new sliding glass door. And now this week they're finishing up the roof. But that was a lot of people in and out of my private space. I don't have a lot of people over into my apartment. I'm not a hermit by any means, but I'm very selective of who comes into my space. And because of that, Yogi is the same way. He's just used to just him and I. Well, here's all these people and all this energy coming in and out. And we went through this, you know, he was just acting totally erratic. And, you know, we had an incident where I caught him off guard and he ended up biting me. You know, it was just a huge mess. But it had to do with the fact neither one of us were able to be present in the moment because we had all this chaos going on around and neither one of us could relax. Neither one of us could, in my opinion, just breathe. We couldn't just be. It was just too erratic for either one of us. You know, so you really have to work at it. You have to focus. And because I think the energy caught me off guard because I'm not used to being in that kind of environment that I didn't totally prepare either one of us for it. And so shifting back to, you know, who are you when you're not looking, that's, you know, that showed how I can get off kilter, how I can just kind of get out there and get scattered. And Yogi does the same thing because he follows my lead with that, right? That I had to shield us and I had to bring back in my energy and say, okay, we just need to be present in this moment. We need to shield ourselves here. We need to just remain calm. We need to do what's best for us, right? Instead, he and I were doing was reacting to everything. We weren't being present. You know, Yogi had picked up on my irritation and stress with the people coming in. They weren't going in and out the door. They would crawl through the hole through where they had a window and then go to the other room and put a window in. It was a scattered mess. So we weren't able, or I wasn't able, it wasn't him. I was not able at that time to be present. I was just too freaking scattered all over the place. So look at your life, look at your daily life, look at, you know, your work situation and your family life even. Let's say your kids want to talk to you, or your significant other wants to talk to you. Be present. Focus. Take that deep breath. Listen to what they're saying. Be an active listener, right? You can say it back to them. Say, well, what I hear you say is XYZ. That way they know you're truly present and you're letting yourself know by speaking it out loud. You know, your subconscious hears you talking. You know, you're present. You're in that moment. And you can be your authentic self. Not scattered all over the place like a bug on a windshield. You know, be present. Be that bug before you hit the windshield. You see the windshield coming. Get out of the way, right? So it can get a little dicey. But the other thing too, I think that's important with this on focusing and being present, we're all human. We all have those seconds or those moments or those hours that we're not necessarily present. And we latch on to that one thing that we said or did or whatever, and then we beat ourselves up for it. I'm real good at that, you guys. If awards were handed out for that, I would win an Academy Award for that because I'm very good about picking up the negative stuff that I've done or said, right? Nobody else can do it better than me. But what I've learned is the fact, if you want to review it and think, okay, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But then forgive yourself for your reaction because we are human and we're here to learn lessons. So maybe you said or did something that you regret, but the minute you realize what you've said or done that maybe your best shining moment, you know, if you need to apologize to somebody, apologize. If they don't want to talk to you or accept your apology, that's on them. But forgive yourself because you're only human. And that's been the hardest lesson for me to learn. I'll forgive anybody anything. It's harder for me to forgive myself, or it has been. Let me put it that way. It has been. I'm getting so much better at it. But think about it. Just think about how you go through your day and how you relate with other people. And what could you have done different? And if you want, just take, okay, you know, this evening and you look over your day, take the first part of the day. What did I do? From time I got up till noon, was there something I could have changed? Was I totally present in those moments? If yes, great. Good for you. Give yourself a big, you know, pat on the back. If not, learn from that and move forward. But don't hang on to those moments that are not your finest. Learn from them. Acknowledge them. Forgive yourself. Ask for forgiveness if you need to from somebody else and move on. And then take your afternoon hours and go, oh, I might have screwed up this morning, but look how much better I did this afternoon when I dealt with this and this. I was totally present when this happened. And you'll get it. If you keep doing that, you'll catch yourself in the moment to where you are present for the moments that are coming at you. And it truly can make your day the difference between night and day of being a really, really good day or a day that you'd really kind of like to forget was even there. You see what I'm saying? So think about it. That's what they want you to do, is to think about, are you present in the moments that happen in your life? And if not, why not? Okay, you guys, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll take live calls if you want to get an angel reading, or you can type in your question and the can you type the Facebook chat room, and I'll answer your questions there. So give me a few minutes. We'll take a quick break and I'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy. This is my show, Oh My Angels, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. Again, if you're new to the show and you're not sure how to get into the chat room, if you go to 12radio.com, top of the page on the left-hand side, you'll see the little button that says chat. Just click on that and we'll get you invited in because it is a private chat room. You can place any questions you have in there and we'll get you some answers from your angels. And also, if you wanted to call in live for a reading, I can do that as well. And I don't have the number memorized. Here we go, 857-232-0155. And the extension is 870-303. And we'll get you some answers from your angels. Let me jump over here into the Facebook. I was going to try to do two things at once, and you can see how that didn't work very well for me. So hold on. Okay, we've got Renee in the chat room. Hey, Renee, thanks for showing up. I always appreciate you. She says, hello. And Arlene, she says, hi, Peggy. Hi, Arlene. Nice to see you here. We appreciate you showing up. Quelly's here. She says, Grand Rising, Peggy, Jay, and 1-2 family. You always have such good posts, Quelly. I just wanted you to know that I like following you as well. So thank you for being here. And Kelly is here. Kelly says, hi, Peggy. So hi back at you. Hey, you guys, yeah, I don't see any questions in there. Nobody has any questions for today. I do have to just totally off the wall here. I love to read. It's my form. Two things I have of my escape mechanisms. One is baking, and that's where you'll see if you follow me on Facebook, I'll do a baking meditation. And because that's how I meditate. That's how I tune in and I get the answers I'm looking for is baking. And I love to bake. And the other thing I like to do is to read. And I like love stories and murder mysteries and intrigue. And if for those of you who like Nora Roberts, she had a book called The Inheritance. And it's a trilogy. And the second book came out today is called The Mirror. I haven't started the mirror yet. I can't wait. So you don't know what I'll be doing this afternoon. But The Inheritance is an excellent book. So if you guys haven't read it and you like, you know, Nora Roberts, you've got to read it. It's fantastic. And then also, if you guys read James Patterson, they have a TV show on Prime called, my mind just went blank. Cross. It's called Cross because it's based on his detective, Lieutenant or Detective Cross. And I started it as well. And they've just signed up for a second season. So if you want some good entertainment, that's another good one. It's intrigue, makes you think. I always like to try to figure out who did it before they get to that part. So now you know what some more about me. Let's see here. And before I forget it too, you guys don't know how hard that Jay works for. He does most of the producing on most of the radio shows. Plus, he has his own shows that he produces, and he's fantastic. You know, he makes it look easy, but for me, when I was trying to produce my own show, plus, talk on my own show, it was too much. I couldn't do it. So it takes a lot of work. So I have to thank Jay for producing my show and putting up with all my shenanigans, but he's always there. So big shout out to you, Jay. You're most definitely appreciated. Okay, let's look back here. I'm trying to think what else. It's kind of a light crowd today, but that's fine. That happens, you know, good days and have real busy days and some not so busy. So I know some of you, because of the hours and stuff that you work, you won't listen to it till later. So we'll get this put up for on demand later on. But again, you know, when you look at review your day, which most of us do at night, you know, the mind kind of goes back over the day, the highlights and lowlights and everything in between. You know, the angels are just asking you to be just try to be a little bit more present in real time, you know, be real time present. And it can, pardon me, it can be a struggle. It can be hard. So, you know, you might want to think about it, you know, how best can you be present in someone's life, especially if you're dealing with your kids or your significant other. Hold on one second. I just lost my page here. They always make us work for it though, don't they? It's like, really? Hold on. I'm trying to get back over to my Facebook page. Hold on. I just messed up. I can get it over here. Hold on. Oh my goodness, gravy. All right, here we go. I'm having to go to my phone now. I did something wrong on my laptop, but we'll get it here. Let me refresh your page here. See if we got somebody else that's come into our room. Okay. Kay Dragon's here. Hey, Kay. She's also an advisor at One to Listen. Thank you for coming in and supporting me. I appreciate it. Catherine Hickey's here. She says, would welcome a message around a part-time job. I'm mainly for my parents, but would welcome a side gig. You're a caregiver for your parents, but would like a welcome a side gig to break up the week. I feel like there's one, and I'm really hearing it's right around the corner, literally right around the corner. So I think it'd be a place that's close, obviously close to where your folks are, so you wouldn't be too far from them, but it also give you a break. And I think, especially with the holidays coming up, I think that, you know, they would work with you on what hours would be best too. So I do feel like if you just literally look right around the corner, you know, and look at some of the places that are over there, I think you can get a good part-time job, you know, working the hours that you want, what would be best for you. So yeah, good for you. And it is hard, you know, it's hard being a caregiver. People don't understand that. It's literally takes year. They say for every year that you're a caregiver, it takes 10 years off your life. And people just don't understand. It's because there's a lot of hard work that goes in. And you worry about, you know, whoever you're taking care of. And if, you know, for me, it was my folks, and whether they're in a nursing home or in your own home, you have to make sure that their bills are being handled properly, that you're not being overcharged or ripped off, or that they're getting the best care. You know, it's exhausting. So good for you, honey. Big hugs. Joni Thompson's in the house. She says, great topic for reflection. I've been doing a good bit of it. I truly appreciate your insights and I can relate to you so much. Thank you. Can you tune in and confirm I am doing better in the prevent in the moment department? Staying tuned for Angel Insights and sharing MI. Okay, hold on. Tune in and confirm we're doing better in the prevent. The first time I'm hearing you're doing 100% better. And they're saying that you're paying more attention. You truly are trying to focus in on asking the question and getting an answer back. I'm getting some chuckles, and I think it's because they're showing me in the situation. And when I see it like that, it's because when we ask a question of the angels, like, oh, am I on the right track? Am I doing this? Whatever. When I first started really asking them and for direct answers for myself, I would ask like 10 questions and then get irritated because I couldn't get an answer. It was like, you know, they would say, ask one question, focus on the one question. And that's what I'm hearing for you. You're doing so much better, but just try, you know, make a question for, you know, today, when you get off the radio show today, ask one question that you want an answer for, and then stay open from now for the next 7 days to getting an answer to that one question. And then once you can tune in to how they're giving you that message, whether you're going to hear it, feel it, see it, then once you get familiar with that, then you can ask multiple questions, you know, and get all the answers that you're looking for. But they're saying you've come so far, you know, you're getting, you know, they're clapping. Yay, good job. So yes. And they start and keep up the good work, but try asking just one question until you get the feel for how they're responding to you, if that makes sense. Let's see what else here. Kelly says, I found a new doctor. How does it look to you? And, you know, we don't give medical advice, but the first thing I heard was good. It feels like that whatever doctor you've got, it feels like it's a good doctor. So hopefully that helps. Okay. Arlene says, I would like a reading from the angels. Anything that would they would like to tell me is fine. Arlene, I feel some shifts and changes. It feels like some major shifts and changes by the first of the year, but it feels like these shifts and changes are something that you've brought on yourself. So if you're thinking of a new job, a new career, a new home, whatever it is that you've been wanting, it feels like things are starting to manifest for you. So go for it. Know that, stay open to the change and know that you're being divinely guided is what I'm hearing. Okay. It feels really good for you. Matter of fact. Let's see. Give me a minute here. Let me refresh. They're saying just keep doing what you've been doing. But again, the emphasis is on staying open to receiving. Okay, hopefully that makes sense to you. I think that's everybody. Hopefully I haven't missed anybody. But that is a reminder too, you know, in answering her one, when you first start asking your angels and your guides for answers, if just practice, you know, you can start it with a simple yes and no question, right? Say, you know, should I take this XYZ job I just applied for? And then pay attention to TV shows, radio shows, billboards, people in the grocery store, and count how many times you hear yes and count how many times you hear no. Because the angels will use everything and anything around you to get you the answer that you need. So you have to pay attention. You know, once you ask the question, A, be open to receive, and B, pay attention. Because they literally will, you'll go buy a bill. I've had this happen. Ask a question, and then you'll go buy a billboard that you've seen, you know, every single day of your working life. And all of a sudden, you notice there's a yes on there. Oh my God, it's right there in front of me, right? Literally, they will use whatever is around you to get you the answer that you need. So again, pay attention. That's why they say stay open to receive, because you will receive it. Ask and you shall receive. You just have to, stay open. Hold on. I'm trying to get this to refresh again. Thank you guys so much for having patience with me too with this. When I flip from one to the other, I've got the Facebook page on my phone, and then on the laptop, it wants to go to something totally different. So it's like, why does it have to be this way? Okay. So again, learning to be present in the moment. It's not for the faint-hearted. It takes work. But once you get the hang of it, I'm telling you, it takes so much stress off of you and you feel so much better about things. You know, learning to be the real you at any given moment it's really freeing. And it's not about being, you know, crude or rude or, you know, whatever. It gives you that presence of mind to say, oh, okay, I'm going to be present here. How's this making me feel? And even though talking about it makes it seem like it's a long time, that can all happen within a second, 2 seconds, to where you're back being totally present and totally being you. And it opens up a whole new world. But again, it takes work to get to that point to where it is maybe 1 or 2 seconds processes and you're like, oh, phew, okay, that's fine. But then by doing that, you're not all over the place. And again, you're not like the bug on the windshield splattered everywhere. You know, you're right there. I'm like, oh, okay, this is how I'm feeling about that. Okay, I can do this instead. Let me get back in here. Yeah, the show Cross. It's a good show. I really like that. I started watching it yesterday. A friend of mine told me because she knew that I read Patterson's books. So let's see what else here. I think I've got everybody, but I'm not positive. Captain Hickey does say, hi, Peggy and friends. I gave you that, yeah, that job right around the corner feels really good for you. So get out there and go if that's what you want. You've got it. And as a kid who took care of her mom and dad, you know, my heart goes out to you at that. That it's hard being a caregiver, caretaker. I don't care what anybody says. It's very, you know, but what are you going to do? Your folks, you're going to do, I mean, the way I was raised, you're going to do it, right? And it made me feel good that I can help them after all the things that, you know, that they had done for our family. So, good for you. But again, remember, take care of yourself as well. So if this job, getting out of the house, you know, the part-time job, if that's what makes you feel good, then definitely go for it. But again, make sure that you have time for downtime as well, besides working with your folks and working outside. You know, think about, you know, what do you do for entertainment, for joy? You know, take yourself to the movies, or, you know, go to the library, or go visit with friends. You know, do something for you as well. Go have a massage or relaxation, something. So, okay, you guys, I'm going to do one more gaze through here through the Facebook and see if there's no, I think last time when I got off, I had looked later in the day and I saw some that I had missed. So I really hate it when I miss one. So hold on. I think I've got everybody. Got Joni's. Suzanne, did I get yours? She goes, I'm glad to hear you live today. Any messages that are important for me to hear would be appreciated. Much love and blessings. Right back at you, honey. I don't think I answered your question. You know, I got a reading, so give me just a second. See what comes through. And if I did, I apologize. I'll probably get something totally different. Let's see here. Okay, what they're saying, and it's big bold letters, stop worrying. It feels like you're worrying too much. In fact, an old-fashioned term, you're just being a worry wart. You're saying stop it. Worrying is just negativity, and you don't need to be negative. You need to stop worrying. Have faith. The answer you're looking for, I feel like by the 1st of December, you're going to have the answer that you're looking for right this second. I mean, it feels like there's the top burning question, but they want you to know you'll have the answer by the 1st of December. You'll know what's the right thing to say or do. But stop worrying. Let go of it. I'm hearing, just let go and let God. Know that you're surrounded and protected and that you're being divinely guided. So that's your important message to hear, okay? And big hugs to you as well. Okay, you guys, I think that's pretty much it. I hope you will stay tuned. Coming up next is C.A. Brooks and Everyday Astrology. She's been gone for a couple of weeks, but she's back. So definitely worth listening to. After her is The Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. And then after Kelly is The Katie Weaver Show. And last but not least is The Christina LaFrance Show. So you always have good information and great people here on One True Radio. So I hope you'll stay tuned. Until next Tuesday, though, I'm sending each and every one of you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.